This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are well nigh onto summer job season, seasonal hiring, as the economists like to call it. And how that's going to work out for you depends on what side of the labor equation you're on. After years of teenagers and college students being out of luck, a low and getting lower unemployment rate means they will be in demand. For businesses, summer help is going to be harder to find and more expensive, especially at resorts, places that rely on temporary foreign workers to staff their hotels and their restaurants. Those folks typically come on what are called H-2B visas, and they're usually here by now. So as Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains, for some tourist businesses, the summer is going to get off to a late and more costly start.
Annika Myers manages four tourist shops on Mackinac Island, Michigan.
We sell every souvenir item that you would want on your trip to Mackinac Island.
Polish pottery, antique cannons, plush toy horses. Myers says she usually brings in about 10 foreign workers to staff the stores. This year, she has one.
We're going to work a lot of overtime. The managers are having to work shifts in the stores, which they normally wouldn't have to do.
The H-2B program doles out about 66,000 visas to temporary workers every year in two equal groups. This year, more than 50,000 applications had already been filed by mid-January. Sarah Pierce is with the Migration Policy Institute. She says Congress has cleared the way for the limit to be lifted, but it's unclear when or if it'll happen.
And the application process for H-2Bs is actually quite extensive. So these workers, if they're going to bring in individuals for the summer, really need to know right away that they can do so.
In the meantime, it's all about the workaround. Some hotels and resorts have delayed their opening dates or cut back on their services. Sarah Diamond runs Beachmere Inn in Ogunquit, Maine. She's short eight temporary workers who usually come from Jamaica. She says she's tried newspaper ads, social media, even referral bonuses. No response.
And we have to compete with places like Kennebunk and Kennebunkport and Old Orchard Beach and York. There's a lot of seasonal demand here.
Diamond says she's waiting to hear what'll happen in D.C. Until then, she'll be making beds and scrubbing toilets herself. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.